Well, I've just said what I think. I think it is a scandal that your colleagues are going to go on strike tonight and put lives in danger. How can you justify it?
Well, at the end of the day, you're entitled to your opinion. Historically, firework night is November the 5th, and most people who do their domestic displays do it on that particular night.
No, they really don't. Often they do it on the Friday or the Saturday beforehand.
Well, yeah, maybe so, but we're saying that we took an opinion.
Diwali is happening tonight as well, of course.
Yeah, but you could go through the whole year and there could be various celebrations. At the end of the day, our dispute has been going on for two and a half years.
Why have you picked tonight? There can only be one reason.
Well, the National Union made the decision to pick these dates.
You agree with that? It's two and a half years
of very, very sort of long talk. So I think if you've got anyone to blame, I think you should be blaming the government and the local employers.
Well, fair enough, but that you could have chosen this time next week or the week after, but you've chosen the night of maximum, not just inconvenience, but maximum danger.
Well, to be quite fair, we cancelled a strike last week in the hope that this dispute would be avoided.
That wasn't coinciding with bonfire night. We wouldn't be actually calling any strikes today,
but unfortunately, the government and the employers are reneging on deals that they made in the past, and also they're not giving any commitment to support the firefighters, which... you know, it's putting us in a very untenable situation.
What happens about this fire in Dagenham tonight? Because in theory, your members could walk off at 6:30, and I'm sure they won't, but that's what could happen.
Well, ultimately, our priority is life risk in terms of any incident. So at 6:30, you know, we would expect the FBU members to fight by a strike, and then that fire becomes an issue for the...
You have to be kidding me. You are seriously suggesting that your people should walk off that site at 6:30 tonight?
Well, it's safe to do so. We would expect to do that.
What an absolute disgrace. What an absolute disgrace. If the fire is still going on, you seriously think that your members would walk off that fire?
Well, it's not a case of walking off. It's only when it's safe to do so. You've got to bear in mind the fire commissioner...
That's when it's out.
The fire commissioner, Mr Dobson, has made it clear that the 27 fire engines that he's got are good enough to cover London in the event of emergency. I'm sorry that this fire has cropped up, but it clearly emphasises the importance of London's firefighters.
You know as well as I do, that fire is only, well, as far as we know, it's only been going for about an hour. It's not going to be out by 6:30, is it? So you're saying that your members should take their 12 fire engines off the scene and be replaced by these cover units?
That would be a judgment call for the officers in charge of that incident. What would you do? Me personally, I think I would abide by the strike because once the life risk has been eliminated, we know that there is no danger to any public or personnel, then we've got to consider taking part in the lawful strike action that we're doing. Because you've got to bear in mind, we're trying to prick the conscience of our employers and we're trying to say, look, take us seriously. We don't want to take strike action. We're really, you know, it's not a comfortable thing for firefighters to be doing. But you're taking the mickey out of us because you're not giving us an offer. Give us an offer. We can call off this dispute like we hoped to do last week. But you are not giving us any guarantees. All we're asking, give us the pensions that we signed up for in fairness. Don't take the mickey out of London and national firefighters. And solve this dispute because it's been going on for 2.5 years.
I mean,
and it's ridiculous.
Everyone wants the dispute solved. I'm with you on that. But I want to go back to this incident in Dagenham because there's apparently an oil storage unit fairly near. And I find it incredible that you can come on the radio and say that you would take your members off that site even if the fire hadn't gone out.
I would not take them off because I'm not the officer in charge of the incident.
Well,
that would be a call for the officer in charge at the incident.
But that's what you hope they will do. You hope they will walk off that site. You did say that at the beginning.
I don't say I hope. I say you're putting words in my mouth. I'm making it quite clear.
Well, I think people heard exactly what you said at the beginning, and I'm not putting words in your mouth, Laurie. You said you hope they would come off.
Well, there would be an expectation once the life risk is out and once the flames have been doused, we would expect FBU members and we would expect the crews that they've got for the 27 fire engines to take over. Because ultimately, our members are on lawful industrial action.
So 27 fire engines that are going to cover the whole of London and you think, well, 12, apparently 20 there at the moment, I'm told. You think that 20 of the 27 should make their way to Dagenham and then put the rest of London at risk?
Well, that's a judgment call for the senior officers that should be voicing their support to London's firefighters.
Seven for the rest of London. Is that enough?
Well, I don't think 27 is enough. I think we should have a full complement.
Well, and then you can. Then you, that's not what we're talking about. But you say 27 isn't enough, and yet you seriously expect some of them to go to Dagenham and replace fire engine units which are already doing a good job.
Well, you've got to bear in mind as well, we also have an emergency recall to duty, and that would predominantly be a major life risk incident. Well, so firefighters have agreed to that through the fire brigade union. So if in the event of a major emergency occurring, which this might be classed as, I don't know, there might be discussions going on as we speak. But if that is classed as, there would be an expectation that firefighters under a voluntary basis would down their strike action, and they would commit to actually helping out the residents and the people of London.
I put it to you that the whole strike should be called off now because of this incident, because it clearly is a major incident where 20 fire engines are in attendance. Do you not think that ought to be considered, calling the whole thing off now?
Well, if the employers were taking us seriously, they'd realise our worth. We never wanted to take strike action. However, after 2.5 years of very tortuous talks, we don't seem to be getting anywhere. Well, so maybe an incident like this might actually make them realise.
I'll tell you what, I think you would get a huge amount of public support and you'd become far more credible in your case if your union called off this strike now in the light of this incident in Dagenham.
Well, that would be something for more senior union officials to me to make that decision.
Well, no, fair enough, but you would have an opinion.
Well, to be quite honest, I really don't know because I'm not at the incident. Every incident is individual.
Well, how many incidents do you know of in the last year that have had 20 units at on site? I mean, it's a major incident, isn't it?
Yeah, of course it is. There's been several incidents over the last year.
But if it is that major an incident, do you not think that that's what the senior members of your union ought to be considering right now?
Well, they might be considering it. I don't know.
Do you think they ought to be?
Of course they will. They will be considering it. We are human. We do actually care about people. You seem to think that we don't care. Of course we do.
No, I said right at the beginning of this conversation, I have immense respect for firefighters. I just don't understand the mentality of anyone who would who thinks that people should come off a site like this when the fire is still raging, when there are still 20 units there, and you think they should be replaced by these temporary ones. I mean,
I never said you're putting words
no,
in my
I,
mouth.
No, I'm really not, Laurie.
Because you said the fire raging. I never said that.
Well, it is raging.
I said when it is safe to do so, there would be an expectation. And bearing in mind...
Well, I think you're backtracking on what you said at the beginning.
Well, you're putting words in my mouth without being disrespectful to you.
Laurie, I really don't think I am, because that's what you said. And if you listen back to the tape, that's what you said at the beginning of the conversation. But
I said there would be an expectation that once it was safe and there was no life risk, that fire brigade union members would be down in tools and returning to the fire station and taking part in lawful industrial action.
Well, look, I've never been a firefighter, but from the pictures I've seen, it's not going to be safe for a good few hours, is it?
I don't know. I haven't seen anything of it. I've just heard of it, so I don't know.